If we pay attention to the gospel today, we'll hear the disciples concerned that Jesus' teaching is a tough one. And so St. Peter asks, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? The disciples know that Jesus has just said something that will be hard to follow. But instead of just making this requirement for his closest disciples, Jesus intends this for everyone, for anyone who follows him. All of us must stay vigilant in our faith. It seems appropriate that the church gives us this reading today. This time of year can be a bit weird. Families are done with vacation. The summer is grinding on. The heat and humidity are oppressive. It's a hard time of year to be motivated. We know that the summer is winding down and it's time to get back to work, but we really don't want to. It's hard to stay vigilant all the time. It's hard to stay focused. It's hard to keep up the work. We get tired. We get distracted. We get bored. We get this way in life, but we get this way in our spiritual life as well. We can get into the rut in our life with God. We can just go through the motions. We can fulfill our Sunday obligations, but little else. We can be nice, but not strive after holiness. Last week, and now this week, we have Jesus reminding us that our actions mean something, that our actions are how we show love. It's true for those we love here on earth, but it's also true with our relationship with God. God wants more than us just fulfilling our obligations. He wants our entire selves. But it's hard. It's hard to give ourselves to so many things. But we have to remember that our relationship with God is the most important thing. Being off with God means that the rest of our life will be off. So let's strive to be vigilant. Let's renew our commitment to God. Let's always be on the lookout for God. Doing so will certainly make our life on earth better, and certainly make the next life heaven.